Scott Brown, agricultural economist at the University of Missouri.
So we're here at the Swine Health Symposium in Sedalia, Missouri, on the state fairgrounds. You talked a lot about export, looking at growing demand both domestically and in foreign countries. A lot of it looked a little scary, but a lot of really highs and lows in 2020 from different standpoints. Can you just kind of give an overview of what you're seeing on the export market, and what's that done to pork prices?
Yeah, so I think when we look at the export market in particular, to start with, China matters here. China's been the one that's been growing the most. When you really look at everyone else, it's been pretty flat for 2020. I remind us that we need China to continue to grow as we look forward. And when you look at weekly exports, yes, they're still above year-ago levels, but they have come down a little bit of late. We need some pretty strong growth for the remainder of the year, just given what's going to be an increase in domestic supplies of pork and likely fairly weak domestic demand, just as we talk about how COVID-19 affects per capita consumption in this country.
Talking about a lot of other countries having, standstills or maybe growth not happening, some graphs you showed, countries like Mexico, South Korea, other markets really are seeing, diminishes this year compared to previous years. Are you seeing that trend continue, or would trade to like Canada and Mexico maybe increase with the USMCA?
So I do think we can get some longer-term growth with some of the trade agreements that we have in place. I think right now it's just a lot of COVID-19 issues, even in those countries, that have slowed them down. I remind us that many of the trade agreements that we have talked about cutting tariffs on U.S. products going to those countries, but now you're in a situation where the dollar's gotten stronger relative to some of those currencies. In many ways, that's almost like imposing a tariff, right? I mean, and the effective price to those consumers has gone up, and that's one of the things that I think have slowed product, especially to a country like Mexico.
Talking about domestic growth, a lot of restaurants, have done, none to very little business, and you showed that, grocery stores and retailers spiked for a brief period of time, but now they've dropped below levels from last year. With all the everything, kind of down and deflated right now, do you see it being a really long climb to go back up, really looking for a vaccine for COVID-19 before maybe a rebound starts to happen?
Well, I think when you look at current cases, we continue to talk about more cases, and I think that's really slowed the restaurant side of the equation. You're now seeing some states talking about shutting back down in-person restaurants. So I think we do have a ways to go. I just remind us, the thing that worries me the most is just what happens in terms of the domestic economy. We're starting to talk about another round of stimulus in Washington, D.C. That stimulus, if it puts more money in consumers' pockets, that probably is helpful for us on the meat side. But all in all, we're talking about economic contraction, and normally we consume less meat and we pay less for it when that happens. So there's a lot of reasons to see some downside risk for pork producers in particular.
So are there any other reasons outside that have been also big drivers outside of, like you said, whenever people maybe have lower income, meat's one of the first things that gets scaled back, maybe those higher price cuts. Have there been any other drivers that really have kind of shied people away from that market?
I think those are the primary ones at this point, and just less opportunities, right? As we stay at home, our habits have changed, I think, in many ways. And so that's affected just that bundle of food that we might consume on a regular basis.
Have you ever seen, or can you ever remember a time that was as uncertain and wild as this one?
I can't remember any time. I sit here and I go, how do you help when you look forward? There's a lot of uncertainty about where prices go. I don't do much about looking ahead at this point. It's a lot more about just trying to hear the important issues that we face, and you want to be paying attention. And this is where I come back to go, exports. What happens to domestic demand, and then, of course, just the processing side of the equation, especially in hogs. We're just going to be so close in terms of having enough capacity as we get into the fall of the year, and we're already backed up hogs. All those things matter ultimately to what producers get paid for their product.
Looking at, COVID cases increasing, maybe states starting to slowly shut back down, what does this mean for producers, and if those packing plants do start to close back down again?
Yeah, we don't want that to happen. You know, that's all not good news. If we talk about not being able to process at the levels we have the last several weeks, we're going to have to talk about euthanizing even more hogs than we ever would have expected. So we need to do everything possible to make sure we run those full bore. And it's amazing how quickly we've recovered from the previous shutdown, but we cannot be in a situation where we aren't running at 100% as best we can.
Maybe not on the actual physical price level dropping compared to 98, but how have you seen this year maybe compare as far as uncertainty and maybe the potential to see a bottom of a market happen like that?
Yeah, so I think one of the differences relative to 98, I just remind us that when processing capacity shut down, we got short product in some parts, and that really ramped us up for a period of time, both wholesale and retail. Wholesale's been coming back down. Retail's actually stayed fairly strong. You know, if you look at the last retail pork price that we got for June, it was 20 cents higher than it was in May. And so we're pushing higher prices at consumers and lower prices at producers. It's not a good combination if you're in the supply side of this market.
Is there anything that's really been, I guess, almost strange to you seeing how you know, markets reacted to COVID-19 and different trade issues? Any thing that within the pork side that doesn't really match what you think the market indicators would dictate?
So I think over the long haul, the markets have actually done a phenomenal job in what's a period that we just have never experienced before. When you look at the kinds of changes in pork production that we've seen quarter to quarter of late, we've just never experienced those kinds of changes. So I think the market has actually done a very reasonable job just given the pure uncertainty. I guess my concern is we sit in a situation where prices are low for many of our meat products in particular, yet I keep having to say there's downside risk in these markets. We're just so close on processing capacity on the hog side. If we start to talk about closing down, I don't know when a hog might become worth very little, but we could be back to those 1998 kind of situations under a scenario where processing capacity becomes pretty limited.
Looking at, you know, the total hog supply and looking at the USDA estimate that you showed, and it really showed a big spike in, you know, the loss of the amount of pork that we have here. But is that mostly due to packing closures and euthanization? I mean, I know you said that, you know, no one really has a really great idea of where those numbers are at, and it'll take some time to figure that out. But is that really the driving cause?
Well, I think the loss of capacity certainly was the driving reason for the shortfall. We're going to find out what kind of euthanization we had versus we found ways to allow hogs not to grow, putting them on a maintenance diet that basically stopped the growth. That really means for us is we push from the second quarter to the third quarter, or maybe even to the fourth quarter, additional hogs that we have to slaughter. So despite we were down in that second quarter, I think at some point it'll come back to where there's a lot more supply of hogs than we anticipated.
If the trend of, you know, issues trying to get into packers continues, do you see a lot of those numbers going up as far as, you know, loss of hogs due to euthanization or other reasons?
I think we'll do everything we can not to have to euthanize hogs, especially market-ready hogs. I think you're going to find folks who maybe are working on the early period of maybe not farrowing as many sows as otherwise would be the case, culling a lot harder on that pig crop. So I think those are some things that will be done. But I think from the finished hog side, you really want to do everything you can not to have to euthanize. But we could get ourselves in a situation where we're back to euthanizing market-ready hogs.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that you spoke on today, or anything else you'd like to add?
I think you've covered it all, Will.